It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is... We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lacapaul Valley High School for tonight's boys basketball game. Paul Ramo along with Mitch Silty here. And Mitch, we've got a non-conference quarter battle tonight.
Yeah, this was a rivalry that was going pretty strong through most of the 2000s, and then in the early 2010s it quit, and then it just started up again last year, so it'll be fun to watch.
That's the Millbank Bulldogs across the border here at Lacapaul Valley tonight. And, yeah, Mitch mentioned it used to be a big rival back in the day of many years of playing Millbank every year. And then not on the schedule for a few years, huh?
Yep, took a little time off from about 2014 to 2022 and then started up last year. And that was a game won by Millbank, so we'll see what happens here tonight.
All right, we got the referees and the team captains at the Lacapaul Valley logo. Mitch, what can you tell us about these two teams?
Well, Lacapaul Valley comes in with an overall record of 3-7. Their non-conference record this year is 1-5. That one victory came versus Nicollet by a score of 73-59. Their home record is 1-3. That one victory came versus McRae by a score of 69-59. Lacapaul Valley is in a little bit of a rough stretch. They're 1-4 in their last five games, and they're currently on a three-game losing streak with losses to Murray County Central, Rockford, and KMS. The only one positive for Lacapaul Valley, they have seven losses. Four of the seven losses have come in one-score games by an average score of 2.5 points. So while they have lost a few games this season, they've lost close ones, so they could have won either way. So it's a light, positive spot for Lacapaul Valley this year. They come in averaging 63 points per game on offense and only give up 68 points per game on defense for a minus 5 point per game differential. They lost to Millbank at Millbank last season, as I mentioned earlier, by a score 57-46. Last season they were 1-1 versus South Dakota teams. They had the loss to Millbank, and then they defeated Lower Brule 66-52. And then, as stated, last year was the first game between these schools going for the nine seasons since they quit playing each other in the 2013-14 season. Lacapaul Valley has come in having lost the last four games to Millbank. And the average score in those losses is 60-46. And this will be the first game versus Millbank at Lacapaul Valley since the 2013-14 season, where Lacapaul Valley lost the close one 64-63. Millbank, South Dakota comes in with an overall record of 1-3. They belong in Class A from South Dakota. South Dakota has a little bit different classes than Minnesota does. They only have three classes, Class B, Class A, which Millbank is a part of, and Class AA. They have an away record of 1-2. And Millbank started the season 0-3 with losses to Lennox, who's currently ranked in single A by a score of 58-27. They lost to Clark Willow Lake by a score of 52-35, and they lost to Plate Geddes 58-51. They're coming off their lone victory of the season over Britton Hicklow by a score of 56-43. And one new thing that'll be interesting to watch tonight is in South Dakota they play the four quarters method. And I believe that's four 8-minute quarters.
Yep.
So that's only 32 minutes, I believe, whereas in Minnesota we play two 18-minute halves, so 36 minutes. So it'll be interesting to see if Millbank was able to have the legs under them, because they've only played four games this year. They played one January. So we'll see if that has any impact on them here tonight. They come in averaging 42 points per game on offense and give up 53 points per game on defense for a negative 11 point per game differential. This is their only game versus Minnesota schools this season. And then since the 2003-2004 season, Milbank is 32-30 versus Minnesota teams, and they're 28-20 versus Camden Conference teams, and they're currently on a five-game win streak versus both of those Minnesota and Camden Conference opponents. Their most common opponents that they face are Ortonville and Macaparo Valley, and then they've also been known to play in Boyd, Camby, and McRae. And then since the 2003-2004 season, Milbank is 11-1 versus Lacaparo Valley. Their only loss came during the 2010-11 season when they lost 49-46 at Milbank, and Milbank going for their first win at Lacaparo Valley since the 2013-14 season, which they won 64-63.
Wow, so Milbank's really had Lacaparo Valley's number here for a while, huh?
Yep, Milbank's really...
What was that record again?
11-1 versus Lacaparo Valley since the 2003-04 season, so pretty dominant for Milbank in that series.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitchell, with all that information there. You do a great job with your homework, I tell you. You're the best at it.
Thank you.
All right, Doc, tell our listeners a little bit about the B-Squad game, Mitchell. That was kind of exciting, too, wasn't it?
Well, that was an interesting one. It was a tough one for Lacaparo Valley. I believe the halftime score was 12-13 with Milbank up top. And then the final score in that one was 29-28 Milbank. Lacaparo Valley had a four-point lead, I believe, with about 2 minutes to go. And then Milbank is able to make a couple of... Milbank made a free throw and was able to force Lacaparo Valley to miss a free throw. And then Milbank came down and nailed a three-pointer, got a friendly bounce off the rim. Was about 7 seconds left, and then Lacaparo Valley couldn't get a shot off in the final 7 seconds and ended up losing 29-28. To Milbank and B-Squad.
All right, let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First, for the visiting Milbank Bulldogs, as Mitch mentioned, they are 1-3 on the season. Here's their starters. A sophomore, number 1, 6-foot, Sam Rick. A senior, 5'11", Graham Lightfield. Number 4, a 5'11 senior, Brian Meyer. Number 13, a 6-foot junior, Jack Howard. And number 15, Emmett Hansen, a 6'4 senior. The Bulldogs are coached by Logan Dyde, assistant Justin Peters, and Travis Lester. Here's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Lacaparo Valley Eagles. A senior guard, Carson Bessonen. The other guard, senior, 6-foot senior, Davis Patzer. Davis wears number 3. Number 5, Keegan Allpress. Allpress is a 5'9 senior. Number 22, Baxter Cullough. Baxter, 6'4 and a senior. Number 23, Matthew Arndt. Arndt's a 6'1 senior. Eagles are coached by Robin Rademacher, assisted by Joel Voorhees, John Redepenny. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Camby and Madison. Eagles, 3 wins and 7 losses. Milbank and 3 losses. Should be a competitive game, don't you think, Mitchell?
Yeah, I think this should be a very competitive game. And if you look at Lacaparo Valley, even though they're 3-7, a lot of their games that they've lost have been one-score games, which could have gone either way. So I think they're a little bit better than what their record indicates. And with Milbank, we'll see how much of an adjustment they need to make between the halves and quarters. And only if this will be only their fifth game of the season, so we'll see.
All right, let's check out some other games. Really not a lot of boys games tonight. I think just one Camden Conference game. That's Central Minnesota Christian at McRae. Montevideo, Thunderhawks in AA, they're ranked 8th in AA. They're 9-1. They're at home tonight against Benson. Morris is at Fold. Parker's Prairie's at Hancock, West Central area of Minnewaska. Girls basketball, the Lacaparo Valley Eagles, they're at Lakeview. Lakeview, probably one of their better girls teams they've had in a long time. Their Lakeview Laker girls team currently 9-3 on the season. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they are on the road to Renville tonight to take on the Jaguars. Hortonville's at Yellow Medicine East in Granite Falls. Hortonville 0-13. Central Minnesota Christian, here's a good one, Mitchell. Central Minnesota Christian leading Mineota, or at Mineota. Blue Jays are 10-2, Mineota 9-3. McCray's at Canby, and KMS at TMB. All right, that wraps up Subway pregame show. We're going to come back. I think we're going to try to carry the national anthem live here, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
The Lacapral Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports along with Mitchell Silty. We're going to carry our national anthem live tonight. Some of the students in Chad Felton's choir are going to sing the national anthem, and they're very good. They're top-notch. They've been singing at Target Field in a Twins game, and they're going to do a great job here. So we're going to try to carry them. Hopefully we can pick them up here. There's about five or six of the boys down there on the court with their microphones, and we'll pick up the national anthem here. Have you heard them before, Mitchell?
I think I heard them last year, yep.
All right. Sorry, I don't have their names, but they're walking out on the gym floor right now, and they're going to sing our national anthem a cappella, I believe. So here we go.
Thank you.
Can those guys sing or what? Huh?
That was a great version of our national anthem.
Wow. They are amazing. Absolutely amazing to listen to. And I heard them at Target Field and before a Twins game, and just amazing, amazing job. Congratulations to them. Wish I had their names.
Yeah.
Gotta get their names. We should have them at halftime yet sometime.
Yeah, we should.
All right, you want to run through the starting lineups there quickly again? Mitchell, you got them?
Yep, so for Lacapara Valley, it's number 1, Carson Bessonen. Number 3, Davis Patzer. Number 5, Tegan Alpress. Number 22, Baxter Koloff. Number 23, Matthew Arndt. And for the Milbank Bulldogs, it's number 1, Sam Rick. Number 3, Graham Lightfield. Number 4, Brian Meyer. Number 13, Jack Howard. And number 15, Emmett Hansen.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mitchell. And they didn't turn the gym lights off. They got the spotlights going, but the gym lights are still on.
There they go.
What's that? There they go. Now we're in the dark. But no spotlights.
Oh, they got them pointed up right now.
We're having a little technical difficulties with the spotlights on the team here right now. Got the little Eagles out there. The elementary boys are out there on the floor being introduced as well. And now there we got a spotlight on Carson Bessonen. Always reminds me of the Timberwolves game.
Yep, yes it does.
Speaking of the Timberwolves, they're way ahead at halftime. I think they're, who are they playing, the Pelicans or something like that?
Yeah, we're not sure. It's a little bit of an up and down season. Not as good as they were last year so far, but we'll see if they can turn it around.
Get it straightened out. Hey, if you're still coming out to the game, the Lacapara Valley Robotics team is having a bake sale out in the Commons area. And let me tell you something. There's a lot of bake sales there, a lot of baking goods there. And we're going to talk with some of the robotic students about Lacapara Valley Robotics at halftime tonight. All right, we're ready to go. Are you ready, Mitchell?
I'm ready, Paul.
The border battle. Hey, I got to give a shout-out to our fine referees tonight. Dr. Slava, Bob Slava, and Eric Hansen from Canby. Here, I'm not sure who the other guy is. Sorry about that, but I know Dr. Slava and Eric. So, Eric, I'm going to give him a lot of radio time tonight. All good. And he is a little slower than he was last year, so. All right, here we go. Milbank and Lacapara Valley in the open possession belong with the Bulldogs. Remember, in South Dakota, they play quarters, not halves. Let's see if that affects Milbank at all. They play extra minutes, too, here in Minnesota. Milbank goes to the, that's Meyer, and it's short. And we got a fast break for Lacapara Valley. Patzer missed the layup.
That's a tough break for Lacapara Valley there on that fast break opportunity. Lacapara Valley out in a man-to-man defense here tonight.
So both coaches on their feet, shouting instructions. Shot put up there by Lightfield, and it's rebounded by Cullough. Eagles in their home black and red uniforms, or white and maroon.
Lacapara, Milbank's out in a man-to-man defense as well here in the first half.
Matthew Arndt, or Cullough with the ball out to Bessonen. Bessonen for three, and that missed everything, and it goes out of bounds. Carson was a little light on that three-point attempt. Milbank bringing the ball up the floor. I understand they like to shoot three-pointers, so we'll see. Graham Lightfield with the ball inside of number 15. There's your first points of the game by Emmett Hansen, the 6'4" senior.
Milbank really has gone down to Emmett Hansen quite a bit here to start this first half.
Matthew Arndt trying to look for to somebody to pass to. Can't, and so he'll shoot it, and he misses it. Rebounded there by Sam Rick.
That was Emmett Hansen that got the rebound.
Milbank on with the basketball. They try to throw it inside, picked off by Matthew Arndt. Milbank leading 2-0. Patzer from NBA 3, hit the rim, no good. Bessonen grabs the rebound, and the ball's ripped out of his hands by Lightfield.
You see Carson Bessonen go up to get rebounds for Lacapara Valley quite a bit here, even though he's one of the shorter players out on the court.
Yeah, I think he's one of the top rebounders in the team in the conference. And then a shot by Milbank, hard off the glass, rebounded again by Carson Messenger.
I got Carson for three rebounds here already in the first half.
He's 5'7". He positions himself so well, doesn't he, on the rebound side?
Yep, he gets in great position for rebounding, both offensively and defensively.
Here's Tulloch by the free throw line, puts a shot up, no good. Rebounded there by Emmett Hampson. Milbank leading 2-0.
A little bit of cold shooting here by both teams to start out the first half.
And driving, oh, there go, exploding the basket. Sam Rick, no good. Rebounded by Bessonen. Carson across midfield. Eagles looking for their first points of the game. Coming up on 3 minutes. They haven't scored to start the game. Tulloch out to Passer. Here's Passer with the ball in the paint. Tulloch for three. And that won't go. Eagles having a hard time finding the basket to start the game.
Known to be a little bit of a heavy three-point shooter, too, so we'll see which team has the better shooting make here.
Here's Sam Rick with a short jumper. Missed. Rebounded by Passer. Hands the ball off to Carson Bessonen. Now down to Allpress. Allpress to Passer. Tulloch, top of the key. Swing to the left side to Bessonen. Carson has some tough time. Over to Passer. Jump shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Brian Meyer of the Bulldogs. Here's a three-point by Sam Rick. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to remain with the Bulldogs.
Great job by Brian Meyer there for Milbank to get in position for an offensive rebound.
Just underway here at Lacaparle Valley tonight. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty. 2-0 Milbank. Milbank with the ball. They switch to a 2-3 zone.
It looks like they might have.
Here's Lightfield for three from the baseline. No good. Rebounded by Brian Meyer, and he is fouled.
Staying on the ground, yep.
That basket didn't count, did it?
No, it wasn't. They say it was on the ground. That's the second offensive rebound for Brian Meyer in this possession for Milbank.
Milbank inbounds. Oh, a quick pass underneath and an easy basket for the Milbank Bulldogs. Hanson, Emmett Hanson scores.
That was a great inbound play drawn up by Milbank for that basket.
Hanson has all 4 points in the ballgame. 4-0 Milbank. Still, Lacaparle Valley has now scored. Now they steal the ball. Ball still loose. It's picked up by Jack Howard. Down to the number four, Brian Meyer, and he's fouled as he shot the ball. Boy, the Eagles cannot score here. Mitchell.
No, Eagles they've had some good looks at it, but they just a little bit of a struggle to put the ball through the hoop here.
At the free throw line will be Milbank's Brian Meyer. Free throws off the back iron, no good. Score remains 4-0 Milbank. Well, we're coming up. It's 13:41 to play, so what's that? 5 minutes? Free throws good by Meyer.
About 5 minutes have gone by here in the first half.
And Lacaparle Valley still looking for their first points. They have the ball. Let's see if they can get that goose egg off. Oh, an alley-oop to Bessonen, and a smart play by Carson. He threw it off Schooler, who's into the game for Milbank for the first time. So the Eagles will keep the possession. Passer to inbound it. Gets it into Carson. Back to Davis. Top of the key to Allpress. He drives to the basket and lays it up and in.
That was a nice aggressive drive there by Keegan Allpress to get Lacaparle Valley on the board.
13-16 mark. 5-3 Milbank. Milbank puts the shot up. 5-2. Here's a three-pointer. Goes number two, Jeter Schooler.
A friendly bounce there by Jeter Schooler. Ball rolled around on the rim for a little bit before eventually going through the basket.
Passer. Here's Matthew Arndt. Arndt had a good night the other night. He's in the paint, working his way to the basket. Splits a couple defenders and scores. What a play by Matthew Arndt.
That was great footwork by Emmett Arndt, using pump fakes and pivoting great to get himself free to get an open basket.
Milbank down low. And another basket by Emmett Hanson. He's got 6.
Emmett Hanson doing a great job of scoring in the paint early for Milbank here.
Lacaparle Valley down 10-4. Arndt, spin move in the paint, kicks it out to Tulloch, top of the key. Passer for three, off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Hanson of the Bulldogs. 10-4 Milbank.
They got Emmett Hanson for 5 rebounds already here in the first half.
Jeter Schooler is a 10th grader. Here's Sam Rick. Goes to the basket right up the middle. Hits the floor. No whistle. Eagles with the rebound. Davis to Alfress in the corner. Here's Arndt for 3. Good! Nothing but net for Matthew Arndt. Boy, the Eagles needed that.
That made the score 10-7, and I think that was about a step or two behind the three-point line for Matthew Arndt there. Nice left-handed stroke for the three-pointer.
Now if the Eagles can get a stop here, Hanson goes hard to the basket, and there's another rebound by Carson Bessonen.
And he went up and high-pointed that rebound, too. That was a great job by Carson to get the rebound.
Well, a three-pointer will tie it up. And there's a three by Bessonen. Good! And we're tied! Holy cow, after a rough start, Bessonen hits a three, and we're tied.
It's a great little sequence there by Bessonen, first with the rebound and then the three-pointer. Sam Rick floats to the basket from Milbank, and he'll score.
12-2. All of a sudden, we got a flurry of scoring going on. Eagles down 12-10, and Arndt tries baseline, and Eric Hanson, the referee from Canby, blows his whistle.
Foul on Jack Howard of Milbank.
We have 3 substitutes coming in for Milbank. We'll get their names here in a minute. Lockerpaw Valley will inbound the ball underneath the home basket. Get it in to number 20, Carson Young. And Milbank knocked it out of bounds.
Looks like Brock Bierneau has also checked in for Lockerpaw Valley, number 4.
Eagles down by 2. Here's Matthew Arndt with a short jumper. It's short. Rebounded there by Sam Rick. Boy, Rick is quick. And we got a travel on Harley Zemblicka. Travel on the Bulldogs, turns the ball over to Lockerpaw Valley. Well, the Eagles tied it up 10-10 on Carson Bessonen's 3. 10:30 to play in the first half. Here's Arndt at the free throw line, kicks it out to Alpress on the left wing. Alpress back to Matthew. Eagles down by 2. Here's Young. Carson to Matthew. Matthew for 3. Try to bank it in from 3-point land. No good. And a board there by Sam Rick, the sophomore.
That was great defense there by Milbank. Really did a nice job moving their feet and denying Lockerpaw the basketball.
Milbank goes down low to number 23, and he puts it up and in. Ethan Arbrego. Off the bench, the 6'1" junior gets his first points, and it's 14-10. Arndt, Bessonen. Here's Patzer, over to Bessonen. Bessonen goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Number 4, oh, that's Brock Bierneau, excuse me. Brock Bierneau with the basket. Nice play by Bierneau there.
That was a great drive by Bierneau to score for Lockerpaw, and a great rebound by Carson Young.
Lightfield throws a shot up, no good. Rebounded there by Carson Young. Hands it over to Matthew Arndt. He scoops it up on the layup, and he's fouled. And no basket. There are a lot of Milbank fans here tonight, isn't there?
Yeah, this is a great showing by Milbank here to support their team.
9-11 to play in the first half. 14-12. Matthew Arndt's free throw is good. He's got 6 points here. 14-13, right? Oh, they'll probably put it up.
Yep.
Second free throw here coming by the senior. And he makes both free throws. And we're tied. 14-14.
Kind of interesting start to this game. First, neither team could really buy a basket here in the first couple minutes, and then both teams kind of have a scoring flurry going on here.
Milbank with the possession. Hands the ball off to Zemblicka. Zemblicka. Back out to Jeter Schooler, the sophomore, in the paint. Double team, nowhere to go. Ball stolen out of his hands by Carson Young.
A great defense there by Carson Young.
Here's Bjornhild in the paint, throws the shot up, he's fouled.
Nice job by Brock Bjornhild using the pump fake and driving into the lane to get contact and get fouled.
Getting pretty physical out there right now. Tied up 14-14. And number four, Brock Bjornhild, 6'3" senior for the Eagles, is at the free throw line. Brock's free throw on its way, and he missed it. Boy, the Eagles struggling early from the free throw line here.
Yeah, a little bit tough for Lockfaw at the free throw line right now.
Baxter Cullough comes in for Allpress. And Bjornhild will get his second free throw on its way. No good again. He missed both of them. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. Here's Graham Lightfield across midcourt. For the Millbank Bulldogs, we're tied 14-14. 8:30 to play in the first half. Patzer just about stole the ball at midcourt.
This is a great defense there by Davis Patzer. Acapulco looks like they're back to a man-to-man defense.
Hampson goes in the paint. Shot up over Cullough. No good. Rebounded there by Abrego.
That is Jack Howard, number 13.
Oh, and 13, not 23. I'm sorry. Yeah, Jack Howard, the junior, it will go to the free throw line, try to break this 14-14 tie. And the free throw is nothing but net. So Jack Howard, one of the captains of the Bulldogs, gets on the board. 15-14. And Howard's second free throw is also good.
Millbank coming out looking like a 2-2-1 zone full court press here.
Well, they like to mix it up, and they throw it all the way down to Bjornhild. Now Cullough, top of the key to Passer. Passing it in the corner to Young. Young baseline three for number 20, Carson Young.
I think that's the third three-pointer for Lockfall here in the first half.
And the Eagles take the lead 17-16. Here's a three by Millbank, and that goes in by number 13, Jack Howard. What did they blow the whistle for?
I'm not 100% sure what happened.
Oh, the net was up in the rim.
Now we got Matthew Arndt checking back in for Lockfall Valley Eagles, who replaced Carson Young.
Well, Millbank answered Lockfall Valley's three-pointer. And Carson Bessener will bring the ball up the floor slowly. Eagles down by two, 19-17. Here's Bjornhild for three, top of the key, no good. Big rebound there by Emmett Hansen of Millbank.
Nice job of boxing out there by Hansen of Millbank.
Meyer outside the three-point arc. Number four being guarded by number four, Bjornhild. Now over to Lightfield. Good matchup tonight between Millbank and Lockapaw Valley. Millbank shoots and then gets the rebound, Hansen. And Hansen makes the basket.
It's a great job by Emmett Hansen to get on the offensive glass there for Millbank.
He leads all scorers with 8 points. 21-17, Millbank leading Lockapaw Valley. Bjornhild wanted to pull the trigger on a three, pulls it down, passes it to Patzer. Davis drives the lane, puts it up, no good. Bessner with the, and it's picked off by Jack Howard.
Great job by getting in position for the rebound by Besson. Just couldn't quite find an outlet man to get the ball out to.
Sam Rick gets it in the corner. Number four, Brian Meyer. His three-pointer from the baseline, no good. Goes out of bounds. And it's Eagle basketball. 21-17, Bulldogs over the Eagles.
Keegan Allpress will check back in for Lockfall Valley. He'll replace Brock Bjornhild.
6 minutes and 30 seconds to go before halftime. We'll have our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. Besson being bumped. And now he stops his dribble. He's in trouble. He gets the ball away. Over to Allpress. Crossover dribble by Allpress. Cullough, baseline jumper. In and out. No good. Another rebound by Millbank's Emmett Hansen.
Emmett Hansen, I got him now for 8 rebounds here in the first half.
Under 6 minutes to go before halftime. 21-17 Millbank. Lightfield. Over to number 13, Howard. Millbank being patient. They're getting it in to Hansen. Pops it out. Here's a three-pointer by Jack Howard. Top of the key, no good. Ricochets all the way out to the top of the key. Matthew Arndt is there. Arndt goes all the way to the basket, lays it up short. No good. Rebounded by the Bulldogs' Brian Meyer.
That was a great drive by Arndt. Just couldn't convert on the tough layup.
21-17, Milbank. They have the ball. And a nice steal by Pats. Oh, and it's stolen right back by Hansen. He shoots. No good. Going for the rebound. And another shot up and in by Brian Meyer, his first field goal. Couple offensive rebounds there for Milbank.
It was a great job by Graham Lightfield getting one of those offensive rebounds for Milbank.
23-17. Milbank leading La Caparo Valley. Under 5 minutes to go in the first half, that is. Allpress jump shot from the free throw line. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound by Hansen. Sam Rick quickly up the floor. Man, this kid is quick. And he missed the layup with his left hand. Rebounded by Cullough.
Both teams traveling up and down the court pretty fast here.
Cullough for three. No, won't go. Rebounded by Jack Howard of the Bulldogs. We haven't had any timeouts. This is a fast first half. 4:19 to play.
Milbank really doing majority of their scoring from inside the paint, whereas La Caparo doing more outside scoring.
Here's Sam Rick for three, glanced off the rim, and guess who gets the rebound?
Carson Bessenden.
Carson Bessenden. He leads everybody in rebounds, I'm guessing.
It's pretty close between him and Emmett Hansen.
Down low to Cullough. Nice basket by Baxter Cullough. His first points of the game.
Baxter did a nice job using the pump fake to get his defender in the air, and that left him wide open for an easy bucket.
23-19. Milbank with the lead with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half. Graham Lightfield over to the top of the key to Sam Rick. Inside to Hansen. The big guy muscles his way to the basket. He's fouled. 6'4" senior. He's a wide body post player.
Emmett Hansen, he's got all of his points in the paint so far. He's leading Milbank in rebounding. He's really dominated the paint on both ends here so far.
Remember, Milbank plays quarters in South Dakota. His free throws miss. So we'll see what kind of legs they have at the end of the game when they play a couple minutes longer here in Minnesota playing halves.
I said we played about, 15 minutes by now? So, I mean, they're halftime by now if we were in.
Yeah. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Arndt. Quickly up the passer. 23-19. It's a 4-point lead for the Milbank Bulldogs. And La Caparo Valley has the ball. Arndt in front of the Milbank bench. Drives to the basket. Pulls it back out. Now he's going to shoot, and he's fouled.
It was a great job by Arndt using great footwork again in the paint. Able to draw a foul, and he'll go to the free throw line for two.
Wow. Free throw's good by Matthew Arndt.
Make the score 23-20 for Milbank. 3:16 left here in the first half. And second free throw is good by Matthew Arndt. So score 23-21 for Milbank.
10 points for Matthew Arndt. Or nine, excuse me. I have him for 10. The scoreboard says 9. Milbank with a long three-pointer in the corner. Brian Meyer, no good. Hansen with the rebound. Kicks it back out. Milbank keeps possession. That leading by 2 points, 23-21.
La Caparo playing great defense here.
Driving to the basket to Abrego, and his shot is short and picked up by the Eagles. Hey, the Eagles can tie it up or take the lead here, Mitchell.
Yep, on a 2-pointer they can tie it up. 3-pointer they can take the lead. There's a great rebound by Carson Young on the other end.
23-21, Milbank. Arndt in the paint, loses the ball.
And it's off,
Milbank. Eagles get the ball underneath their own basket. B squad tonight was a good one, folks. Milbank won it by 1 point, 29-28. Low scoring JV game, but it was exciting to watch. Eagles inbound it. They're down by 2. Passer, Allpress puts up a shot and scores. Allpress.
That was a nice drive and a little bit of a fadeaway mid-range jumper there by Allpress, tied up at 23.
All tied up. 23-23 with 2:07 to play. They go into Hanson, and he's pushed from behind. That's a battle going on there between Hanson and Bjornhill. Brock 6'3", Hanson 6'4". A lot of bumping and pushing. Hanson's going to get a break now. Substitutes coming in. Bjornhill's coming out. Kalafek and Arndt's out.
I believe Carson Bestman checked in for him.
Young is in for La Caprile Valley. Tied up 23-23. They go into Abrego. He shoots, missed it. And it's rebound by Cullough. Here come the Eagles with a chance to take the lead with a basket.
They're down 21-17 at one point.
Here's a three-pointer by Patzer. In and out. No good. And the ball is last touch. But we're going to have a foul?
Yeah, that was a foul on Jack Howard, I believe. Carson Bestman once again being aggressive, going after the offensive rebound, and he was pushed in the back by Jack Howard.
So the Eagles will get the possession underneath their basket, all tied up, 23-23. Looks like two evenly matched teams.
Yeah, this is a great battle so far between each team, and we expected that kind of coming in here, and we'll see how it plays out for the rest of the first half. But
all right, Eagles inbound it, tied up, 23-23, a minute 40 to go. Patzer in the paint, spin move. Goes to the basket, fadeaway shot, scores Davis Patzer. And that's his first basket.
That was a great job by Patzer, forcing his way into the paint and getting the bucket.
And the Eagles have a 25-23 lead on the Milbank Bulldogs. Bulldogs, Abrego down low, scores.
Great job by Milbank getting the ball down low. They've been really doing a great job scoring in the paint all night.
And again, we're tied up, folks, 25-25. Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Carson Young loses the ball, and now he fouls a Bulldog. How many team fouls is that?
That'll be the sixth one on La Caprile, so the next one will put Milbank in the bonus. Only a minute left here in the first half.
This is a quick first half of basketball, isn't it?
Yeah, this first half's gone by pretty quick.
25-25, here come the Bulldogs up the floor. Under a minute to play. Sam Rick, number one, with the ball to number 13. Top of the key, Howard, he drives back out, and here's a three-pointer. Good by number four, Brian Meyer. Hits a big basket from Milbank.
That'll put them up by 3-20-25 with 40 seconds to play here in the first half.
A three-pointer by Meyer. And now Cullough throws the ball out of bounds. Wow.
It's a tough offensive possession there for La Caprile Valley. Now Milbank has a chance to create a little bit of distance before the end of the first half.
28-25, Milbank, 31 seconds. Shot clock off, is it?
Yep, they can hold for the last shot if they want to.
Milbank with a three-point lead and the basketball. Here's Meyer, who just hit a three-pointer. Passes it off the top. Number one, Rick. They're going to go for the last shot. Rick is quick. There he goes to the basket. Throw it. Forces up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Young. 7 seconds. And now a collision at midcourt. And we're going to have a foul on Milbank, I believe. Carson Bessonen.
That was only the sixth foul on Milbank. So, again, the next, if there is a foul, La Caprile will be shooting free throws here in the final 6 seconds.
Eagles will get the ball at midcourt. There's only 6 seconds to play. They're down by three. They get it in to Patzer. Patzer, half court line. He's got to shoot it. He puts up the three-pointer at the buzzer, and it's short.
It's a great opportunity for La Caprile there. Just couldn't convert on the three-pointer.
And we're at halftime with the Milbank Bulldogs leading 28-25. We'll take a couple-minute break. We've got a halftime guest coming up here on Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica, what's happening?
Well, what's happening? Come on into Monica's Apparel and Accessories in awesome Dawson. Have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel and look around for something beautiful for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day. It's never too early to start shopping. Monica's has gift certificates, free gift wrapping, wonderful fashions, and new items added daily, and Monica will throw in a gift with your gift certificate. So shop small in awesome Dawson at Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty out here on halftime. Good first half of basketball, Mitchell. 28-25 Milbank.
Yeah, very competitive by both sides. Milbank able to make that one three-pointer towards the end of the first half, and that's the only difference here. For the most part, Milbank's done a majority of their scoring inside in the paint, and Lockfowl's done more outside scoring here so far. So we'll see if that continues here in the second half.
Yeah, the Eagles, they didn't really score till 5 minutes into the game, their first point.
Yeah, both teams kind of struggled a little bit early in scoring, and then the lid came off the basket for both teams, and they did a nice job putting the ball in the hoop the rest of the way.
Okay, before we get to the scoring, we got a special guest with me up here at halftime during Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report, the Lockapaw Valley Robotics team. They're having a bake sale in the Commons area. Is it still going on, Brody?
It's still going on.
It's still going on. So run out here quick. Come on out to Lockup. Support the robotics team. I bought some stuff from you. And you said you made what, Brody?
I made some special K-bars. Me and my mom made them.
Oh.
And they turned out really darn good.
And you made them in the little chunks.
We did. We figured it'd be better to have bite size. That way little kids won't make as big of a mess.
And big kids, too, right?
And big kids.
Yeah, I had a couple of them. They're really good and very chewy.
Yeah, it's a recipe that my mom found, and we've been using it for years.
Okay.
It's really nice.
You had a good-sized bake sale out there. A lot of shout-out, don't we?
Yep. She made some chocolate chip cookies, and they sold out almost immediately.
Yep, and she said they would sell out. They are good. I had one already. So I think I'm going to finish your bag here before the game's over, that's for sure. Brody Peterman joins us. He's part of the Lockapaw Valley Robotics team. Tell us all about your season. Has it started yet? Have you built the robot yet? Tell us all about that, Brody.
So there's a reveal video that comes out at the start of every year, and our robotic season goes by a calendar year. We just got that last Saturday. So this week we've been deciding, well, what do we want our robot to do? Do we want it to score all the points available or focus on just one and perfect it?
Oh.
And so we've decided to go with a jack-of-all-trades robot instead of just a master of one. And I'm thinking the design that we have in our heads is going to be able to probably bring us to state this year.
Oh, that'd be great. So you haven't designed the robot yet?
We're working on designing it right now.
We're working on design. So when does it come to completion then?
We have the date of January 24th to have the robot completely built.
So soon?
Yes.
Okay. So what's your part in the robotics team?
So I help really anywhere I can. This year I'm going to be the head of programming, but I wouldn't say outsourcing our code, but we're using an example code and tweaking it a little bit.
Okay.
So it'll fit our robot perfectly. And then I will be, once the robot is built at competitions, I'll be the one controlling the robot.
Oh, so you're the driver then?
I'm the driver.
You're the driver this year. How long have you been in robotics?
This will be my third year in robotics, and then my first year as a driver.
Okay, so for you listeners that don't know anything about robotics, it's like a football team, a basketball team. Everybody has a job to do. What are some other jobs? Like Sadie Hacker. What's Sadie doing?
So she's
nothing?
Not actually in robotics, but
she's not.
She volunteered to help.
Oh, okay, so she just wanted to bake some cookies and support the robotics team.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. So, talk about some other teammates and what their responsibilities are.
RJ Kuzman is our head mechanic. At our competitions, if anything goes wrong, he's going to help us fix it. And then we have Landon Filkey, which I believe he's going to be our human player. So
human player?
Human player. So what that is I can drive up to an area on the wall, and then he can feed me a piece so I can go score it.
Oh, okay. So your robot's got to drop something in the...
So we'll be going up to a hole in the wall. It'll slide into our intake, and then we will drive over to where we score it, and then try and score it on whatever height we need to score it on.
Oh, it's a height thing. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. I could picture that, sure. Anybody else on the team that you can think of?
Dante Torres is going to either be my co-driver or my drive coach. If I can't see something, he's going to let me know, or he'll push buttons that I can't push.
Oh, okay. So do you have any competitions lined up?
So I believe it is March 12th through 15th. It's Wednesday through Friday of that week. We're going to be going to Grand Forks, North Dakota, and we're going to be competing. Last year, we were very competitive, and we got 5th overall at the competition.
Okay.
The year before, I believe we got 3rd at that same competition.
Wow. So is this like an after-school time to put the robot together and get the team to assemble?
So we practice after school, mostly for 2 hours until the practice bus arrives. Some days it'll go later, depending upon if we're in the middle of something.
Okay.
And we have people that can drive the younger kids home.
Okay, good. So you're doing a fundraiser out in the Commons area tonight with a bake sale. Takes a lot of money to run a robotics club, doesn't it?
It does.
More expensive than football or basketball, for sure.
Probably. I don't know the exact numbers for football or basketball, but I know it costs us about $26,000, I believe, to compete, go to our different competitions, and then do good.
Wow, that's a lot of money. People want to help you donate to the robotics club. How can they do that? Who's the head of the robotics club?
So the head of the robotics club would be Aaron Kuzman. I don't know his phone number off the top of my head.
Nope, yep.
So,
but if somebody wants to make a donation to the Lock Pro Robotics, they can do that through the school, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Okay. They can either talk to Aaron, or they can Aaron Kuzman, or they can go to the school and then talk to Shelly, and she'll organize that.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, thanks for coming up, Brody. Are you a senior this year?
I'm a senior this year.
All right, so last year in robotics.
Last year. There will be some tears this year, I'll tell you that much.
You've been in a long time. I know how much you love robotics. It's a great experience, isn't it?
It is. I am very glad I joined, I'll say that.
Yep. And how many kids are in robotics, roughly?
About a dozen. Maybe a little less.
Okay, good. All right, Brody, thanks for coming up during the halftime show. And, you know, just want to encourage people to get a hold of the Lock Pro School here, the office or whatever, and make a donation to that robotics club.
All right, thanks for having me, Paul.
You bet. And thanks for your, what are these called again in the bag here?
We call them Special K Bars, but it's the Rice Krispie cereal with chocolate and caramel on top.
And you cut them up in little chunks, so you just pop them in your mouth, right?
Yep.
Excellent. Love them. All right, thanks, Brody.
Thank you.
All right, Brody Peterman from the Lock Pro Valley Robotics Club. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the start of the second half between Lock Pro Valley and Milbank right after this.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push, innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
All right.
Welcome.
Okay. You want me to go?
Yeah, you can go.
Right. Welcome back to Lock Pro Valley. We're closing in on the start of the second half here. I'll go through a couple of the stats from the first half. I had Milbank out-rebound Lacaparo Valley by a total of 21-17 here in the first half.
leading rebounder from Milbank was Emmett Hansen with 10 rebounds in the first half. And then for Lacapara Valley, the leading rebounder was Carson Bessonen with 7. And then the Milbank was able to outscore Lacapara Valley in points in the paint. Milbank with 16 points in the paint in the first half, Lacapara Valley only with 10.
All right, and leading scorer for Lacapara Valley, Matthew Arndt with 10 points, and Emmett Hansen, their post player, with 8. He leads Milbank. Other games, Central Minnesota Christian Lee McRae at halftime, 39-17. State-ranked Montevideo leading Benson, 54-26 at half. Girls basketball tonight. We've got a few updates here. Canby leading McRae, 34-31. West leading Dawson Boyd, 33-25 at the half. And we've got an update on the Lacapara Valley girls yet. All right, you ready for the second half, Mitch?
Yep, it should be a competitive one.
Eagles down by 3 to start the second half. Here we go, Carson Bessonen going one-on-one with Sam Rick. Rick is probably the quickest basketball player I've seen this year. Man, that kid is quick.
Yep, he plays great man-to-man defense here for Milbank.
Ball's knocked out of bounds by Milbank. And the Eagles will inbound it underneath their own basket. They get it inside to Arndt. Nice feed, and Arndt scores. Wow, nice assist there. I think that was Patzer, wasn't it?
Yep, that was a great inbounds play. Drew up by Lacapara Valley there, and it got Matthew Arndt an easy bucket to start scoring here for Lacapara Valley.
Milbank with the ball. They go down to number 3. His shot is up off the glass. That's light field. No good. We got a foul.
Foul was on Keegan Alpers, I think, is who they got him.
And Graham Lightfield at the free throw line for the Bulldogs, leading by a point, and the free throw is missed. Score remains 28-27. I want to thank Brody Peterman for coming up at halftime talking about the robotics team out here at Lacapara Valley. And they really could use some donations, that's for sure. Missed free throw, and we got a scramble for a jump ball, and the ball tied up. Passer tied the ball up with Howard and the possession with the Eagles.
Just couldn't quite get in position to rebound that missed free throw, and then a nice job by Milbank getting an easy bucket for Sam Rick off the inbounds play.
30-27. Milbank lead early here. Passer, Cullough on the baseline, kicks it out to Bessonen for 3. Hard off the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Brian Meyer of the Milbank Bulldogs.
Look, Farrell looks like they're out in man-to-man defense here to start the second half.
There goes some in the paint is Jack Howard. He's fouled by an Eagle.
I think they're going to get Carson Bessonen on that foul for Lacapara Valley.
30-27, just underway here in the second half. Milbank inbounding underneath their basket. They get it into Sam Rick all the way across court to Lightfield.
Now it looks like Lacapara might be switched to a 2-3 zone.
Short jumper in the paint. No good. Rebounded by Davis Patzer. Patzer off and running. And now he's in the paint and nowhere to go. He's trying to get a shot off, does, and he banks it in. What a play by Davis Patzer.
That was a great job by Davis Patzer. He was real patient. Once he got into the paint, he was able to get a bucket and make it a one-point game.
30-29. Milbank goes down and scores right away. Lightfield with his first points of the game. 32-29, Milbank. Oh, we got a major collision at midcourt.
They got Sam Rick on a foul there.
Ooh, and the head coach for Milbank not happy. Referee Slava and the head coach for Milbank having words with each other. He wanted a foul on Bessonen or throwing an elbow.
Yeah, it looked like Milbank head coach thinking that Carson pushed off at the elbow. Davis Patzer getting ready to inbound here for Lacapara Valley.
And Patzer gets the ball from the referee at midcourt. Eagles down 32-29. Bessonen. Carson can really handle the ball well. Over to Patzer. Here's Arndt, who leads the Eagles in scoring. Arndt back to the basket. Having trouble, stops his dribble, passes to Cullough. Cullough's shot won't go. Rebounded by Milbank. Jack Howard.
just a little tough on the offensive side there for La Crepal Valley. Couldn't quite get anything going to the paint. Settled for a long mid-range jump shot. Just wasn't going to fall for him.
3-point lead for the Bulldogs. They go down low, stolen by Carson Bessenden. Now Bessenden loses the ball to Sam Rick, and we're going the other way.
That was a great job by Emmett Hansen, poking the ball loose.
Here's a 3-pointer by Howard from the baseline. No good, and Bessenden picks up the loose ball. Behind the back dribble by Carson. He's going to take it all the way to the hoop. Lays it up, no good. Call it for the rebound. He missed his shot. Pulls it back out to all press. Arndt for three. Solis! Matthew Arndt!
That was a deep three for Matthew Arndt there. Looks like the one he hit in the first half. And we're tied up at 32.
15 points for Matthew Arndt. Big basket there.
Really set up by Baxter Koff, getting two offensive rebounds for La Crepal Valley.
Milbank puts the shot up. Sam Rick gets the rebound. His shot won't go. Another rebound by Hansen. He scores.
La Crepal Valley really struggling to defend Emmett Hansen once he gets into the painted area.
10 points for Hansen. Boy, we've got a battle going on right now between La Crepal Valley and the Milbank Bulldogs. It's a border battle here at the Eagle's Nest. 34-32 Milbank. Patzer, turnaround shot. No good. Rebounded by the Bulldogs, Graham Lightfield.
All right, right idea there by Davis Patzer. He dribbled into the paint, stopped on a dime, used a spin move to create a nice mid-range jump shot, just couldn't get the jumper to fall.
Rick goes to the basket, lays it up, no good. Patzer with the rebound, and he was fouled over the back. So with 14-13 to play in the ball game, it's a 2-point lead for the Milbank Bulldogs, 34-32.
Milbank coming out with a little bit of a press here.
Eagles inbound it. Tough all press. Almost lost the ball. All press. Being harassed all the way down the floor. Now get some room to Culla. Here's Brock Biernell. In the arc, in the paint. Matthew puts up a shot. He's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Matthew Arndt.
A great job by Matthew Arndt there, getting into the paint and drawing a foul. Fouls on Emmett Hansen of Milbank. That'll be his first.
Excuse me, I said Matthew Arndt had 15 points. He has 14. Here's his free throw, and it won't go. Man, that ball was way in the cylinder.
Yeah, about halfway down, and it ricocheted out. That's a tough one.
Second free throw is good by Arndt.
Make it 34-33 Milbank.
What a game, huh? It's kind of a fun game.
Yeah, a very competitive game, evenly matched teams. This is a fun game to watch.
And now a double dribble called on Milbank's Jack Howard. Right in front of his head coach.
I believe that was Matthew Arndt with the defense there, able to force the double dribble by Milbank. Milbank again coming out and looks like a full court press.
Eagles down by one. They can take the lead with a basket. Matthew Arndt with the ball. Looking to go to the basket. Now passes back towards the basket, gets it over to Bessenden. Bessenden, here's Culliff. Culliff goes hard to the basket, lays it up. No good. Bessenden with the rebound. Kicks it out to Allpress. Allpress with a jump shot blocked from behind by Brian Meyer.
That was a great defense there by Brian Meyer to block that shot without fouling.
1-point lead for Milbank. They have the ball with 13-15 to play in the ball game. Graham Lightfield. Now they're trying to get it into the big guy, Hansen. Culliff doing a nice job defending. Here's a three-pointer by Lightfield. Swish.
Good job by Lightfield knocking down that three-pointer from Milbank.
That was a big basket for the Milbank Bulldogs. 37-33. See if the Eagles can answer back here. Arndt in the paint. Jump shot in front of the free throw line. Good by Matthew Arndt.
A great job from Matthew Arndt getting inside into the paint and making a nice little short jump shot.
Matthew leads everybody in scoring with 17 points. I have a feeling this might go down to the wire.
I think it's going to be like the B-Squad game tonight, Paul.
Lockerball student. Oh, now he fouls Brian Meyer.
Keegan Allpress with the foul there.
Patzer and Carson Young come in for Bessenden and Culliff. 37-35, just a 2-point lead for the Milbank Bulldogs. I like this non-conference border battle, you know, two towns close to each other. Should put them on the schedule every year, boys and girls.
This is a fun rivalry.
Got to remember, though, Milbank plays quarters. That's a lot different. Oh, and banking it in for the top of the key was Graham Whitefield.
I think that's his second straight three-pointer for Milbank. That'll push the lead to five, the biggest one for Milbank.
Back-to-back threes for Milbank. Here's Allpress with a short jumper, and that glanced off the front of the rim. No good. Them back-to-back threes, you know what? That's 6 points. Bang, bang. 40-35, Bulldogs. They go down low to Hanson. Shot up. But that was Abrego. Shot up. No good. And it's going to be whose ball?
That's Milbank ball. It was last touched by Lacrapaw Valley. And now Graham Lightfield will inbound it for Milbank.
Underneath the Bulldog basket, they get it inside. Down to Abrego, and he's blocked from behind, but he's going to be fouled, I think, by Brock Bjornhild.
The foul is on Matthew Arndt for Lacrosse Valley.
5 point lead for the Milbank Bulldog. Here's the free throw line. Here's the free throw by Abrego, and he missed it.
Carson Destin checks back in for the Eagles.
Second free throw by number 23, Esteban Abrego. Free throw's good. Gives him 5 points for the game. And the lead is six. Let's see if the Eagles can hit back-to-back threes.
They're going to need the three. I think they're going to need to make a couple threes here in the second half. They want to stay in this game.
Patzer goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Davis Patzer.
A great drive by Davis Patzer. Got the defender on his back hip and is able to just drive into the lane for an easy layup.
41-37 Milbank. Bulldogs with the possession. Howard with the ball. Here's a long three-pointer. No good. Fighting for the rebound. And Bjornhild comes up with it, but he's going to be fouled, I think, by Lightfield.
Yep. Or was it a foul or a jump ball? I think it was a foul. So it'll go, Bell will stay with Lacrosse Valley.
Lightfield with the foul. Well, possession here, 10:57 to play. Eagles with the ball. Here's Carson Young, Bessonen, dribbling, pass it back out. Patzer wanted to pull the three, pulled it down, gets a screen from Young. Now an opening for Patzer, lays it up and in, and he scores, and he's fouled, Davis Patzer.
Great job again by Davis Patzer. Got the defender on his back hip again, and able to drive into the lane and finish through contact for now he has an and-one opportunity.
Oh, he got a nice screen there. 41-39. Patzer can make it a three-point play and cut it to two. Emmett Hansen, their 6'4" post player, is back into the game for Milbank. Patzer at the line, trying to make it a three-point play, and he missed it. Rebounded there by number three, Graham Lightfield. Score remains, Milbank 41, Lacrosse Valley 39.
Lacrosse Valley really struggled at the free throw line in this game.
Meyer, over to Abrego. Good defense by Patzer. Milbank being patient. Here's a three-pointer by Meyer. Good! Man, the kid hit another three. 9 points for Meyer. Big three-pointer. Timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout with 10:16 to play in the ballgame. It's Milbank 44, Lacrosse Valley 39. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here. We got a basketball game, Mitchell.
Yep, 44-39 Milbank, just coming off a Brian Meyer three-pointer. Here's Art for three. Good! Oh, Matthew Art! The great answer by Matthew Art in Lock Powell Valley. They needed that three-pointer. Now it's a two-point game, 44-42.
Nice three-pointer by Matthew Art. A lot of time left, under 10 minutes, 9:50 to play. 44-42 Milbank. What a three-pointer by Art. That was from way out.
Now Matthew's been able to hit a couple of those deep three-pointers here.
In the lane is Lightfield. He uses his left hand and scores. 10 points for number three. Bjornell wide open for a three. He had a good look. Nothing but net for Brock Bjornell.
That's two back-to-back three-pointers for Lockefall Valley. Cut the lead to one, 46-45.
Is this fun or what? The three-pointers are flying right now. Milbank in the paint, shot up, no good. Hanson with the rebound, and he makes an easy basket. Hard to stop that.
That really struggled with Emmett Hanson as Lockefeller Valley, and we knew coming into this one that both teams going to be shooting the three-pointers, so it's fun to see that coming out.
48-45, Milbank. A lot of time left, and the crowd is really getting into it. Let me tell you, can you hear them in the background? Here's Art, nice switch move. Oh, he came up short on the shot. Hanson with the board.
I believe that's the 13th rebound for Emmett Hanson here in this game.
So Milbank got a stop there. It's a three-point lead for the Bulldogs. They come with a record of 1 win and 3 losses. Eagles are what, 1 or 3 and 7. Here's a long three-pointer by Milbank, no good. Rebounded there by Carson Young.
It was a nice rebound by Carson Young for Lockefeller Valley.
Eagles need a basket here. Passer goes hard to the rim, lays it up and in. He wasn't going to be denied. Davis Passer with 10.
And after having only 10 points in the paint in the first half, Lockefeller Valley already has 12 here in the second half.
Here's a three-pointer from the corner, drawn by Milbank, Brian Meyer.
Times here, Lockefeller Valley cuts the lead to 1 or 2, and then Milbank gets a timely three-pointer.
Wow. Yeah, that's happened a number of times, actually. Here's Art for three. Slash! Matthew Arndt! What's going on?
Both, after the struggles early, both teams having no problem putting the ball through the hoop now.
51-50. Matthew Arndt with 23 points for Matthew. Milbank with a big possession here. Leading pointer by Sam Rick. It won't go. It's tipped out. Rick gets the rebound. Another three-pointer by Lightfield. No good. Carson Young with the rebound for the Eagles.
Eagles take the lead with a basket here.
Passer from way out. Oh! He hits a three-pointer! Davis Passer puts the Eagles in the lead.
Davis Passer is only about a foot inside the volleyball line here on the court when he pulled up for that three-pointer. Nice heat check three-pointer for Davis Passer.
Wow. Passer with a big, that was more than NBA range there. 53-51 Eagles. Milbank with the possession. Brian Meyer, top of the key, goes to the basket, kicks it out, and it's stolen! Passer, they're going for the layup, and he's fouled from behind, and Passer's going to the free throw line.
That was a great hustle by Brian Meyer, hustling back for Milbank, able to knock that ball loose, but a great defense by Davis Patrick in the steal and the breakaway. Now he goes to the free throw line to get a chance to build Lockefeller's lead.
Folks, call a friend, text a friend right now. Tell them to turn to 92.1 FM. This is going to be a great finish. Passer missed his free throw.
And the struggles continue for Lockefeller Valley at the free throw line. In a tight game like this, that could be crucial coming down the stretch here.
53-51, Lockefeller Valley. Passer at the line. Second free throw, and that rolls off. He missed both of them, and now all press is going to foul Hanson from behind.
That last foul was the sixth team foul on Milbank. So at the next foul, Lacroix Valley will be shooting free throws for the rest of the second half.
Milbank will inbound the ball. They're down by 2 points. Down by two. Here's the Bulldogs. Meyer, top of the key, being guarded by Carson Bessenden. 53-51, Lacroix Valley. In the paint, laying it up and in. No good. That was Howard with a short layup. He missed it.
Another great rebound by Carson Bessenden.
Bessenden for three. Good! Carson Bessenden! Oh, a monster three, and we got a timeout.
What a great play by Carson Bessenden there, pulling up for the three-pointer after getting the big-time rebound for Lacroix Valley. That will push it to the biggest lead for Lacroix Valley at 5. It's 56-51 with 5:50 to play.
And we'll take a commercial break. We'll be back. Don't go away. It's going to be a great finish. We'll be right back.
Ready? This is Baxter Kalloff, and you're listening to Eagles Basketball on Q92.
One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Lacparl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
We're back here at Lacroix Valley High School. Paul Ramo, Mitchell, Silty. Mitchell, what a game this is. 56-51 Eagles.
Yeah, the three-pointers have really come alive here in the second half for both teams. And Lacroix comes out with a full-court press after the timeout. And a steal by Thatcher. He's going in, and he gets an easy layup for Lacroix Valley.
58-51! And Thatcher's having a heck of a second half, let me tell you.
Leads up to seven now. I believe that's the largest one of the game for Lacroix Valley.
5:25 to play. A steal by Bjornhild. Bessenden. Patchett for three. Slash! Oh, my goodness! Oh, what's going on?
I don't think Lacroix Valley's missed a three-pointer that they've thrown up here in the second half for the last couple minutes. 61-51, Lacroix Valley.
Patcher only had 2 points in the first half. He's got 18. Matthew Arndt with 23. Milbank with the ball. They're down by 10 points.
They'll change in a blink of an eye, too, with that three-pointer.
Anson goes hard. The big guy for Milbank goes to the basket, and he's followed by Bjornhild. 4 minutes, 47 seconds to play. 10-point lead. 61-51.
That'll quiet down this crowd here for a little bit as he's at the free throw line.
Emmett Hansen at the line. He missed his free throw, his first one.
Both teams really seem to have struggled here at the free throw line in this game.
Hansen, the post player, he's 6'4 for the Bulldogs. He has 15 points. He missed his second free throw. Bjornhild with the rebound, gets it over to Patcher. Davis, shoot a three-pointer from half court. It'll go in.
Well, we'll see what he does here.
Patcher to the left wing to Bjornhild. Bjornhild for three. Oh, my God. I don't believe what I've seen. A three by Bjornhild. Oh, here's a three by Milbank, and that's no good. We got a foul on Milbank underneath the basket going for a rebound.
And things really switched for Lacroix Valley once Davis Patcher hit that three-pointer to put him up. I think it was 53-51 when he hit that three-pointer.
Well, Bessenden hit one. Patcher hit two. Bjornhild's hit two in the second half. Arndt's hit two, so that's four, five, six, seven three-pointers in the second half for the Eagles.
And I think this has been the last four or five baskets for Lacroix Valley, I believe. It's been three-pointers. And with that foul, that was the seventh on Milbank. So now Lockwell Valley shooting free throws. And Brock Fierenhold at the line. His first free throw is up and rattles out. But a rebound by Carson Bessonen.
Oh, what a rebound by Bessonen. Hart for three. Oh, he missed it. It was in the cylinder and it popped out.
You know, one of the few times in the second half we've seen Lockwell Valley have unfortunate bounce with the three-pointer.
But Art's three-pointer, that was in the cylinder, three-quarters in the cylinder, and it popped out.
Yep, so much for a friendly bounce at home.
64-51. That's right. The Eagles are leading right now 64-51. Milbank goes down low, and Meyer puts it up and in. 12 points for Meyer. And Dr. Slava, the referee, what he blows whistle for?
I don't know. I saw him saying he saw. I think it was a bad whistle. So.
Oh, okay.
Possession will stay with Lackawanna Valley. Still a full court press for Milbank.
64-53. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go. Offense has an opening. Oh, he missed the layup. He was short of the layup. We're going on the other end. Here's Meyer for Milbank. Top of the key. Milbank in the paint. In the paint, kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer. Good by number two, Jeter Stuhler.
Making an eight-point game, 64-56, Lackawanna Valley with 3:31 to play here in the second half.
And we'll take another commercial break. We'll be back with more basketball from the Eagles Nest right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes. Snow Tufty Auto and Sales located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
3 minutes and 31 seconds to play in this basketball game. Eagles leading 64-56 on the Bulldogs. They were behind. Now the Eagles turn the ball over to Milbank. Lightfield. Lightfield with the ball. Over to number two. Here's a three-pointer by Stuhler. They missed that one. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. That's Howard.
That's second straight turnover by Lackawanna Valley.
The crowd is into it tonight here at Lackawanna Valley High School. Milbank has led most of the game until the last 3 minutes. Milbank goes down and puts it up and in. Howard with a basket.
He was fouled, and that'll give him a chance for an and one. Chance to cut it to five here with 2:56 to play. Score currently 64-58.
Lackawanna Valley has hit 8 three-pointers in the second half. Free throw is missed, and another rebound by Bessonen. Carson down to Fierenhold. Brock, all press. 2:49 to play. 64-58. Patzer with an opening. Goes in for the layup. He missed the layup. Rebounded by Milbank. Here they come. Stuhler. Top of the key. Now they try to throw it. Oh, wide open. Easy basket for the Bulldogs. Brian Meyer.
Yeah, Lackawanna Valley just stopped at the three-point line. Left Brian Meyer wide open in the paint and led to an easy bucket.
Now Milbank coming back here at 64-60. It's a four-point lead with 2:18 to play. Bessonen stops his dribble, gets it over to Art Matthew. Here's Fierenhold for three. Oh, he hits a three! Three three-pointers by Fierenhold.
That put an end to a little run that Milbank had going on. I believe it was 64-51, Lackawanna, then it was 64-60. Lackawanna, and then that three-pointer now makes it 67-60.
And Milbank throws it down low to Howard, and he scores. 9 points for Howard. 67-62. The ball's loose at midcourt, and a quick timeout. Boy, he didn't have possession. Well, Milbank called a timeout. It's just a 30. will keep it right here with a minute 40 to play. What a second half of basketball. But we were, Milbank led by 3 points at halftime, 28-25, and now it's 67-62, Lacapal Valley. Amazing second half. 9 3-pointers for the Eagles in the second half, Mitchell.
And this game at halftime was 28-25 Milbank. Each team putting up far more above that here in the second half. It's been with the 3-pointer for Lacapal Valley able to put up 42 points so far here in the second half. That's really what has helped them build this lead here in the second half.
Yeah, it, you know, what was it? When Bethlehem or Patzer hit an NBA three with 6:40 to play, put the Eagles in the lead 53-51. They were down 44-39 with 10 minutes to go. All right, timeout's over. A minute 39 left in the ball game. Eagles lead by five. Here's a three-pointer by Milbank. Schooler, no good. Rebounded by Alpress, and he throws the ball into the hands of Sam Rick. Milbank gets the ball back. A minute 24. Schooler with a baseline two.
That'll come at the three, 67-64, a minute 15 left.
Full court press by Milbank. Eagles break it across half court. Matthew Arndt to a breaking pass, or he pulls it out. Bessonen for three. Oh, he hits another one! What in the world is happening with the Eagles shooting three-pointers here in the second half? They really can't miss.
They just throw it up and it goes in for them. And they'll push the lead to six, 70-64, minute three left. We had a timeout called by Coach Rob Moniker of Lacapal Valley there.
We'll keep it right here. We don't want to miss a thing with a minute three to go. Timeout by Coach Rademacher. What's that? 10 three-pointers in the second half now?
I believe so.
Something like that.
9 or 10.
Yeah, we're going to have our work cut out for us, Mitchell, and try to name a player of the game here.
Yeah, we are. A lot of good plays being made, especially by good players here on both sides. So
Matthew Arndt with 23. Patzer has 18. Patzer only had 2 points in the first half. So that means he scored 16 points here in the second half. Carson Bessonen has 9 points, all from three-point land. Bjornheld has 11. Bjornheld has 3 three-pointers, all in the second half.
Just do a quick score update here. In girls basketball, Lakeview leads Lacapal Valley 30-22 at halftime. And then with 10 minutes left in the second half, Central Minnesota Christian's up 55-46 over Mineota. Those are two quick score updates in girls basketball tonight.
All right, here's the situation. There's a minute three left to go in the game. It's a 70-64 lead for the Lacapal Valley Eagles in this non-conference border battle between the Milbank Bulldogs and the Eagles. Milbank with the basketball. Under a minute to play. They go drive baseline. We got a whistle before the shot by referee Eric Hansen.
Fouls on Brock Bjornheld. But with Milbank
in fifth.
I think Brock's done for the night then. Fouled out. And so this will send Milbank to the line for free throws. I think it's just a 1-1. I don't think he was in the shooting motion, but we'll see.
Well, if you're Milbank, you want to stop the clock and make free throws. And he missed a free throw. Patzer with the ball. 48 seconds to play. Oh, alley-oop, and the Eagles throw the ball away. A turnover. And Bessonen steals it back. He goes in for the layup and scores! Carson Bessonen with the steal. That might steal it, Mitchell.
That was a great play by Carson Bessonen there. And a foul called, I believe it's on Davis Patzer for Lacapal Valley, so Milbank will go to the free throw line.
72-64. What a steal by Bessonen. He went in for the layup. And who's going to the free throw line for Milbank?
I think that's Sam Rick, number one.
Yeah, number one, okay. And his free throw is missed. Rebounded there by Alpress, 28 seconds to play. And Cullif is crashed, thrown to the floor by Sam Rick, and a hard foul.
Great job of sportsmanship there by Rick, helping him up. Showing no harm was intended there.
So it looks like Baxter Cullif will shoot some free throws with 20-17. 72-64. Free throws up and good by Baxter.
That's a good take. Steve Lacroix Valley really struggled at the free throw line, but these free throws can help ice this game away.
Well, Baxter's next free throw can put the Eagles up by 10. And he does that. 25 seconds to play. Milbank quickly down the floor to get it, pop some threes here. Trying to get somebody open. 19 seconds. Here's a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded there by Lightfield. Up, and number four, Brian Myers, fouled with 10 seconds to play. And I think it's safe. Eagles picking up a win tonight.
Yeah, that was foul on Carson Besson in his third. Milbank could go to the free throw line. But I think with 10 seconds to go, up 10 by Lacroix Valley, I'm feeling pretty good.
Here's the free throw by Milbank's number four, Meyer, and it's good. 15 points for Meyer. Second free throw. On its way, and that's good. So 10 seconds to go. The Eagles need to get the ball in, and they'll get a foul passer right away, and they do. What a basketball game. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game, name a Egg Plus cooperative play of the game. Maybe talk to Coach Rademacher. 74-66 is the score. Eagles leading. Pats are at the free throw line. He has 18. He's going to try to make it 19 or 20. Free throws up and good.
That'll make the lead by 9. 75-66 now.
Second free throw by Patzer is good. Gives him 20 points. 7 seconds. Long three-pointer by Milbank, no good. And Art has it, 2 seconds. And the Lacroix Valley Eagles are going to beat the Milbank Bulldogs in an exciting basketball game, 76-66. Wow.
Huh? Great showing by both teams here. And it was a pretty tight game for most of the second half, and then Lacroix Valley started having the three-pointers fall, and they're able to pull away and ultimately seal it here down the stretch.
Whew. I got to catch a break here. 7-10-point win for Lacroix Valley. Mitchell and I have to put a pencil together. We got a lot of stats here, Mitchell. And we'll come back in a few minutes here with the Neon Needles post-game show.
This is Carson Besson, listening to Eagles Basketball on Q92.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacroix County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacroix County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacroix County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacroix County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Yep. This is Matthew Arn. You're listening to Eagles Basketball on Q92.
Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Ryan Smith Seeds says it's time to make every seed count with AgriPartners' premier seed line, AP Select, offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product fit for your field. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-1079 or AgriPartners at 605-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty out here at La Caprile Valley High School. What a basketball game tonight. The score at halftime, Milbank led by 3, 28-25, and the Eagles come out on top by 10. 76-66. Head coach Robin Rademacher joins us in the Neon Needles post-game show. What you just tell the kids down there in the locker room, Robin?
Well, we've been talking all year, Paul. Mitchell, we've lost four games this year by 3 points or less.
Oh.
So our motto is, you know, winning is hard. You know, that's what we talked about. Winning is hard. You can just show up and lose. You don't have to do anything, but winning is hard. We had a, 14-point lead there with 7-8 minutes to go. We had their big kid in foul trouble. You look up and it's a 4-point game. Winning is hard. You know, we missed some layups. Winning's hard. Yep. All of a sudden you come back down, you knock down a 3-pointer. You go down, you give up an offensive rebound, and they knock down a shot. We just battled. I was excited. I'm more happy for the kids. They've worked their tails off. Great group of kids. Just a phenomenal group to work with. Seven seniors that are playing a lot of minutes for us that are just feed off of each other. Halftime, heads are down. I'm like, guys, clean the slate. We got another half to play.
Yep.
Shots weren't falling. You and boy did attack, and then we're kicking. Fun basketball to watch.
Yeah, it was. Especially the second half. You guys are knocking the threes down. Wow.
Well, we have that ability when we're rolling. You know, we got some kids that can really shoot the basketball, we trust on, and everybody kind of figured out the role. We got three kids that can shoot it from the outside, but I think what, you know, obviously everybody knows Matt Davis can shoot the basketball, but getting Brock to buy into it, the biggest difference I saw with Brock his first half, he drove. He got to himself to the basket, got some easy shots, got an offensive rebound. He sees the ball go in. Boy, it makes that three-pointer all of a sudden look a lot better. And really proud of him out there, knocked down some shots.
I think the turning point was with 7 minutes and 10 seconds left in the ball game. Milbank led by one, 48-47. Patzer comes down, and I mean, he was on the logo. He was like Caitlin Clark three-pointer off the logo. And the big three-pointer puts you up 53-51.
Well, we talk about those. We always encourage him to maybe move in a little bit. But in that situation there, he was attacking the hoop, so he was getting some easy baskets. And he has that range to do it, and he didn't think about it. We always talk about don't think about it, just shoot it.
Yep.
And that's what he did in that situation.
Yeah, great play there. And Besson comes down and hits the three right off the bat. And how does Carson get his rebounds?
He's smart. Huh? He's athletic.
Goodness.
Everybody underestimates him out there, but the kid is so smart. He understands angles. He watches flight of ball. He reads the basketball, and he puts himself in good position because nobody wants to box him out, and that's the other team's fault because the kid will get you 8-10 rebounds every night.
Yeah, he is.
And all of them will be on the offensive side.
He played great. Talk about Matthew Arndt. He's just a steady, constant player, isn't he?
He's got the definite ability to shoot the basketball. Probably one of the most pure shooters I've ever seen. It's getting him to do a few other things. We put him on the block, that left hand. People always forget about kids that are left-handed. So he's got that. He can. He's got a beautiful shot out there. It's a quick release. Probably is the fastest kid. Can't jump the highest, but you know what he can do? He can shoot a basketball, and it was fun to watch those guys knock him down tonight.
Biernell had a nice game. He had 3 threes in the second half. Brock.
Once again, like we talked about, he saw the ball go through the hoop. And when kids do that, they start to get confidence. And confidence, they weren't thinking. We're just shooting.
Yep.
And I just let them go. And, you know, maybe in a situation we want to run a little time at that time, we've done that this year and maybe we've lost. I'm just like, just keep playing basketball. Attack, guys.
Yep. All right. Anything, Mitchell?
Coach, in the first half, they kind of got you a little bit on the rebounding and then in scoring in the paint. And then in the second half, you outscored them in the paint, and you were able to keep the rebounds tight. What was the key to actually switching that and actually holding Emmett Hansen to 4 rebounds I got him for in the second half after he had 10 in the first half?
Don't know if you guys saw what we were doing, but we were doubling down. We told the big guys to play behind him, kind of halfway him, but then the guards sink down on him and make him kick it out. Because if we front him, we felt he was going to beat us up on the boards even more. So we wanted to make sure that we were at least checking him, make him put the ball down the floor. And then a few times we wanted to foul him. You know, it's kind of like a hack-a-shack. Kid strong, great athlete down there, but free throw touch was a little bit, you know, struggle for him. But he's a load down there, strong kid.
Yep. All right. Well, nice win, Robin. Exciting win. I love this Milbank on the schedule.
I do, too. I don't know if they were very happy. But you know what? That's about time. You know, it's okay for Milbank to lose a basketball
game. Said before the game, you know, Milbank was on the schedule many years ago, every year, and then all of a sudden they weren't. Now we got them back, and I think that's thanks to you, too, isn't it?
Well, I push for it. It's a close game, and it's always good competition is what I think.
Right.
Milbank perennially's got a very good, talented basketball team, so it was fun to compete and, you know, find a way to get a win.
All right. Thanks, Robin.
Yep, thank you, guys.
We'll get Matthew Arndt up here if we can. Get Matthew up here, and we'll talk with Matthew. And he's our okay, this is real Neon Needles player game, isn't it, Mitchell?
Yeah, this was. We had a couple players for Rockwell Valley that we could have gave the player of the game to. We went with Matthew Arndt. He had 23 points, went 10 and 13 for points in the half, 10 in the first half, 13 in the second half, and shot the three-pointer really well for Lacrofaro Valley. And it was tied between him and Patzer, but we decided to go with Matthew Arndt here tonight. He joins us on the radio here.
All right, Matthew, put the headset on.
All right, sounds good.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, appreciate it.
That was a fun game, wasn't it?
That was a very fun game, yes.
Coach Rademacher said you're one of the pure shooters that he's ever seen, and you do great. You love shooting a three-pointer?
I do. That's my specialty. That's what I've worked on, and
I
do it a lot.
You practice that a lot?
I do.
You like the three-point shooting then, huh?
Yeah.
What did he have there, Mitchell? 23 points, I think.
Yep, 23 points.
Now, you guys came down. How many threes did you have? 1, 2, 3,
I think he
four?
Said
there was a lot.
Earlier.
Well, 13 as a team.
Yep.
I think Matthew had 4?
4 of them, I believe. 4 or 5, yep.
Talk about the game, Matthew.
I mean, yeah, all of the guys, we built a lot of confidence. And, you know, we've been struggling these past few games to pull in some close wins. We've lost by some close shots. And, you know, once everybody gets hot and gets confident, I think it's a lot easier for us to score the basketball and gain some momentum. So, yeah.
Matthew, when you shoot your threes, unless you take them a couple steps behind the three-point line, is that easier or a little bit to make them when you're a little farther back? Or do you would coach prefer you move in a little bit? Or
well, you know, once I hear their coach telling them to get a little bit closer on me, you know, I usually take a couple steps back because I know I can still get it off from that far and I can still time it up. So,
you guys were down by three at half, 28-25.
We were.
What Coach Rademacher said at halftime?
Remember? You know, he said, don't rely on the offense. You know, he said to just stay locked in on the defensive end. If shots aren't falling, stay locked in on the defense and don't let them score and be physical. They had a pretty big guy down there, and, you know, we didn't take him lightly. We tried to take him out of the game the best we could, and I think we did that.
Yeah, really, Bessonen helped y'all. Patzer played a heck of a game,
too. Oh, absolutely. They played amazing.
Patzer hit a big three with a couple minutes left, and Bessonen came down, and then you hit a three.
Yep.
I love the three-point shot.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun.
It is. So what's up next for the Eagles, you know?
I think we go to Canby tomorrow night. We take on the Lancers, and I think that should be a good game. The guys are going to be ready to go, and, yeah, it should be fun.
Okay, well, we named you Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. You get a T-shirt from Neon Needles and a Subway value meal from Subway in Appleton or Dawson.
All right.
Stick around. Good job, Matthew.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now I'm going to turn it over to Mitchell here for a second.
All right, I'll go through some of the stats that I got for the game today, or tonight, I should say, points in the paint, I had Lacrosse Valley score a total of 26 points in the paint, and then Milbank had at 30. It was 16-10 in favor of Milbank in the first half, and then the second half, Lacrosse Valley edged Milbank 16-14 for points in the paint. It had Lacrosse Valley with a total of 34 rebounds, Milbank with a total of 38. Milbank out-rebounding Lacrosse Valley 21-17 in the first half. And then again, Lacrosse Valley evened it out in the second half, tying Milbank in rebounds 17-17. And for leading rebounders, for Lacrosse Valley, I got Carson Bessonen with 12 rebounds on the game. And then next up was Carson Young and Baxter Koloff. Each of them have 5 rebounds for Lacrosse Valley. And then for Milbank, their leading rebounder was Emmett Hansen at 14. And then Graham Lightfield had 8, and Brian Meyer had 6 rebounds for Milbank to end this game.
All right, I'll go through the scoring here. For Milbank, Sam Rick with 4 points, Jeter Schooler with 10, Graham Lightfield with 10, Brian Meyer with 16, Jack Howard with 9, Emmett Hansen with 12, and Abrego with 5. So the lead scorer for Milbank was Brian Meyer. For Lacrosse Valley tonight, Carson Bessonen with 11 points. Carson hit 3 three-pointers in the game. What a game it was for Davis Patzer. We really had a difficult time naming the end.
It was a tough one.
Patzer only had 2 points in the first half. He ends up with 20. Some big three-pointers in the second half. He had 2 three-pointers in the second half. Allpress with 4 points. Carson Young with a 3. With 23 points for Arndt. He's our Neon Needle Subway player of the game. Eagles hit 13 threes in the game, 10 in the second half. And they win 76-66. JV, Milbank won by 1 point by a score of 29-28.
I'll go through some scores, other scores that were going on tonight. In boys basketball, I think this was the only other Camden Conference game that was going on. It was Central Minnesota Christian versus McRae at McRae High School. Central Minnesota Christian won that basketball game 65-52. And then in girls basketball, some finals and score updates. And Minneota, and so Central Minnesota Christian defeated Minneota 67-53.
Wow.
Renville County West defeated Dawson Boyd by a score of 66-57. KMS defeated TMB by a score of 83-30, and I believe that's KMS's 12th win of the season. I believe they stay undefeated, and that's for girls basketball. And then Canby beat McRae in a close one, 57-54. That one was at Canby High School. And then for the Lakeview Lacrosse Valley, Lakeview is up 54-30 with 3 minutes left in the second half.
All right. All right, thanks a lot, Mitchell, for helping out tonight. Appreciate it. Tomorrow night, we'll have Team United Wrestling action with Dick Newman and Danny Lee. They're going to be at Buffalo Lake Hector High School. It's a triangular with Hutchinson, their state-ranked. Team United and Perham. New Ulm dropped out, but Perham replaced them. So a lot of wrestling action tomorrow night. It should start quarter after 6, 6:30, somewhere in there. And once again, Dick Newman and Danny Lee on the call there tomorrow night. That'll wrap things up here at the Eagles Nest, huh, Mitchell?
Yep, that was a great game, Paul. I enjoyed calling it with you.
Yeah, it was fun.
Always fun when you can get a game like that.
Yeah, all right. And thanks to Phil back at the studio for running the board. Thanks to our fine sports boosters here on Q92. Once again, your final score from Lacrosse Valley High School, the Eagles defeat the Milbank Bulldogs 76-66. Good night, everybody.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest.